Welcome, everyone. Maybe I will do it like this. In the name of all partners of today, there some of them are standing still in the hallway. First, I'd like to thank you, Eric, that we're here, the special school, very important in the ecosystem of Brussels, I think. The kitchen as well, Radical House, and State of the Arts. That's me. We would like to welcome you. Welcome to the second day of Learning from Lumbung, an initiative by Jubilee. Welcome to today's Maidan. Maybe it's an Onkrong, maybe it's a Mayeles. We'll see by the end of the day where we land. So my name is Katrien Reis. I'm one of the coordinators of State of the Arts. We're one of the hosts of this event. And I will try to guide you through the day. It's also early for me after a long evening, nice evening yesterday in the kitchen. And it's a beautiful, dense program. Maybe if we can dim, can we dim the lights a little bit? So you can see the program, and I guess you also have it on your flyer. Yeah, that's much better. That's nice and cozy. So what is the idea of today? It's learning from Lumbung. We're not going to analyze documenta. We're just going to see what we can take out of it from the Lumbung, from the learning, and how we can translate that to our own practice. And also bring in our own practice, because I guess that's one of the central things of Lumbung, is that everybody contributes to the whole. So the direct reason for today was a collective visit with Jubilee at Documenta in the last days of the 100 days that they were there. And Jubilee is a Brussels-based artist-run organization. They don't call themselves a collective, but they are, in a way, a collective goals and also a lot of sharing and a lot of the things that we will talk about. So Jubilee is run by Ronnie Hermans, Kathleen Vermeer, Jesse van Winden, Jesse who organized the whole day as well, together with Ronnie, thank you so much for that. Vincent Mason, who must be here as well somewhere. Yes. and Justin Bennett. And they all share a practice of artistic research that is highly interesting, but characterized by a miserable financial return. The economy behind the practice is as bad as it can get in the current art market system. They started their activities in 2012 with the question, how can we create sustainable working and production structure while creating valuable yet unsellable works? The answer was simple: by sharing resources, skills, knowledge, assets, networks. And at the time I was part of it as a financial coordinator, I would say, producer, and I remember the many excels and drawings that we made. Some of them might pass today, while looking into that question, like, how do you make a sustainable system with putting five poor artists together? That doesn't pay the bill, but it does other things. It collects, it connects, it assembles knowledge, and then you also learn to develop the sensitivity to your own assets, to your own resources. So what did we have? We had a beautiful house where Ronnie and Kathleen lived. We had meetings in that place. So we had a workspace. We had social and symbolic capital for all of us, artists, with our pasts, with our CVs, that we put together, our knowledge, our innovative ideas, that was at times good to sell the project. And to some extent, and I will save you the details, but here we are, 11 years later, and we're still there. So in the last 10 years, Jubilee conducted intensive research trajectories and a program that was called Caveat. Maybe you will get to talk about it later, where they looked into the relationship, the contracts, and the whole juridical part of those relationships, and EMTA, where it's more about property. They produced films, exhibitions, walks, books, and basically the production is really impressive if you think that we started not from scratch, because there was a lot, but still unfunded at the time, later funded, and that funding got cut because of reasons that the current government is sometimes not so supportive about those new systems, and that was a problem. So, like, how do we do it now? How do we go on without that structural funding? And I think there are a lot of ideas around that, and we will talk about that later. The story of Jubilee is a story of many other collectives. The stories we hear are very recognizable. That was yesterday in the kitchen while talking about the experiences. I felt, ah, yes, we had that experience too. So I think that is a force. That's also what was said yesterday, that all those collectives together have an immense power, to use that word, because there is so much recognition about each other's situation, about each other's struggles. So the importance of trust while living in an ecosystem, but also of transparency, solidarity, the wealth of sharing and shared ownership, and the incredible richness of diversity. Those are the values that keep on coming back. And the recognition and lived experience creates a bond in collective struggle against the consequences of a system that is constructed to do exact the opposite, to create competition, celebrate monoculture, thrive in secrecy, mistrust, fake news, and protected property, just for the sake of financial gain and economical growth. So those two systems are in the center of what we will talk about. Documenta 59, I think that Iswanto arrived, and I would very specially like to a warm welcome to you. Documenta 15 was a game changer in the arts. I think we can already say that now, because that's what we have been experiencing the whole summer and the discussions about it. Not because it invented something new. I think that's also important, because a lot of people my age, maybe older, say, but we had those collectives. That's a practice that's been there always. Yes, it's been, but it was never so clearly in the center of a highly financialized setup like the Documenta was and still is, probably. So the value of the Documenta, that's my interpretation, is really the Lumbung approach that revealed the fake news that has been thriving the art market forever. No, art is not the result of an isolated and brilliant genius at work, but the fruit of shared knowledge and collective practices. This is bad news for the art market, but good news for us. We're living a Gramscian moment. Writer, political philosopher Antonio Gramsci introduced the notion of organic crisis, which is the moment in history where one crisis follows the other and the new system emerges, because the old system is no longer functional. And even more specific, the old system causes the crisis because it's no longer able to heal and balance out its own destructive power. So that's where we are. It's a difficult moment because it's a moment that comes with a lot of aggression, tension, polarization, but it's also a moment of new ideas and chances and challenges and opportunities. It's a moment of cultural collapse, a moment of cultural transition that is accompanied by, that's what I said, suspicion, polarization, misunderstandings, and aggression. And we saw it all in this Documenta. At the same time, the Documenta practiced the alternative. They did not only talk about it, but they practice it, like we all do day after day. Mutualization as well as a redivision of means and resources is a recurring phenomena in those moments of crisis, in those Gramscian moments in history. And by the way, the Jubilee is also referring to that. Maybe Kathleen can tell about that very beautifully. Maybe by the next round you can introduce why Jubilee is called Jubilee. So today we're not going to write history, but maybe we can sow some seeds of the ideas and brilliantly played out in Kassel and find continuation in days like today and others to come, the evenings of yesterday. So what's the plan for today? Again, it's there on the slide. You have it in your programs. We will start with a little differently. Else Silvrans, unfortunately, is sick, so she can't do the interview. And today it's also Iswanto and Reza was not able to travel to Brussels. It will be a discussion between the members of Jubilee and Iswanto about the collective practice. In a second discussion, I will talk to Reinhard van Hoe and Marielle Verdijk, who were one of the artists invited to do work in Documenta. Then there will be a break. After that, we will look. We will watch the film by Hans van Houwelingen, made in collaboration with, among others, Jack Engelbrecht and Bram Kuipers, who are here too. It's a practice. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's a very interesting way of how art can infiltrate in political discussions and change things there. Then we will talk about the role of the institutions. That's, of course, immense important because we have these structures. We have the whole infrastructure that is carrying the arts, and changing anything doesn't make sense, or wanting to change anything doesn't make sense if we don't look at the way the institutions function. We learned about it already yesterday a lot, and today we will talk to the directors of the Beurschouwburg who try to implement some of the Lumbung in their practice. Then we will talk about the economy of Lumbung, or the economy of sharing, the financial parts. I already addressed the art market, the capitalist system. There are ways, other ways to financialize other ways. And we're happy to do that with Emily Rosemont, who is here. And finally, we will have the people of the kitchen back to talk about the more also super important issues about the solidarity against institutional violence, racism, and different forms of censorship. Why this approach? We have been noticing that a lot of the discussions, especially when they're shorter in panels, are extremely confusing, or confused also in their terminology, the way that things are spoken about, mix up of collectivity, dying art, not finding the arts in the end. So we thought, okay, let's do it thoroughly and let's take it point by point, step by step, and analyze that together. And hopefully we will find ways to do that well. Last but not least, my last sheet. So there are some rules and values today. I think that's very important, values that are the base of Documenta, or this Documenta, and some of them that we can apply today. I loved the fact that humor was one of the first values that Juan Krupa introduced. Generosity, sufficiency, which means that every contribution today to the discussion is worthwhile, smaller, larger. And please give space also to people who might need a bit longer to enter the discussion. Be patient and gentle. Respect and empathy are things that we took from our journeys together. the ability, empathy for abilities and disabilities, awareness of our privileges. I think that's very important. I think that's also something that we might talk about later, how you deal with that, the very unbalanced privileges that we work from. Awareness and gentle generosity concerning our diverse backgrounds and the misunderstandings that might derive from it. Be gentle, kind, and generous to each other. Feel free to speak, to ask questions. Don't feel shy, or even worse, stupid. We are not stupid. No question is one too much. Practicalities. Lunch is not being served. There's coffee there to take for everyone, but lunch is outside. So I guess the students here will know where to go in the neighborhood. And I already said thank you to everyone helping us. And I'd love to give the word maybe quickly to Jesse, or if I forgot things. I did. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Katrien. There's just something to say about the fact that we're recording the conversations today. And if anybody feels unhappy with that possibly being public, because it's ERG TV that will broadcast it later. Thank you so much for the team Captation for doing this. If you feel better if your interventions are not broadcasted later, please let us know and we'll make sure. Any other household questions, perhaps, before we start?
Okay, I invite Iswanto, Ronnie. He's having a smoke. Well, then I all invite all the non-smokers already to the table. I will keep my mouth shut. Is there already now something that you want to ask, add, suggest? All right. Vincent. Justin, will you join the discussion? Smokers have an advantage, actually. Taking time. Huh? They do, no? The advantage of smoking is that you have a... Yes, you see? You have this moment, special, specific moment. Welcome, Iswanto. I give over the mic now. I will keep my mouth shut. Kathleen? And I will let you introduce this yourself, okay?
Sorry.